Ministries, everybody, really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be coming out of Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 20 through 24. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, said the Lord. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by the perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it, and though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet cannot prevail, though they roar, yet cannot pass over it? But this people hath revolted, and a rebellious heart they have revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. You see what happened in Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was confronting God's people, the Israelites. They've rebelled against Jesus. You see, the truth of the matter is, over and over in the Bible, we see that God's chosen people always rebelled. We see that the people in the church, the priest, we see that the rebellion starts in the church. You see, so Jeremiah was saying this. Jeremiah was saying, look, you are out of rhythm. You're out of rhythm, Israel. You're out of rhythm. And so God was saying, look at the rhythm. Look at the rhythm of the seasons. You see, in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 24, it says that it never occurs to them to say, how can we honor our God with our lives? the God who gives the rain in both spring and autumn and maintains the rhythm of the seasons. You see, God has a rhythm out there, and the truth of the matter is, so many of people today are out of rhythm with God. When I say God, I mean Jesus, God. When I say God, I mean Jesus, who is God. So, who sets aside the time each year for harvest and keeps everything running smoothly for us? You see, God has a rhythm in our lives. God has a rhythm in your life. If you would tune in to the rhythm of Jesus Christ, if you would tune in to the rhythm of God. You see, there's the rhythm of the seasons. There's a rhythm of our lives that play the music. I don't know about you, but I love to hear the rhythm and the beat of the rain. Yes, seasons, the rhythm of life. Right now, what season are you in? We're in the spring seasons coming. You're going to see the rhythm of the tulips. You're going to see the rhythm of the leaves blossoming on the trees. We are in the rhythm of life, but Jeremiah was telling the people that you are out of rhythm. And you don't even fear God, the one that brings the harvest. You don't even fear God, the one that gives you the rain. You don't even fear God because He gives you a bountiful crop. You see, God, Jeremiah was telling the people that they have become foolish. They not only have become foolish, but their heart has been rebellious, and they no longer walked in the rhythm and the seasons of God. Now, I don't know about you today, but we have to walk in the seasons of the Lord. We have to walk in the rhythm of God in the perfect melody to hear the music of the Lord. If you're not walking in the rhythm and the melody of Jesus Christ, you cannot get blessed. You see what happened here, that God started to dry up the rain due to their rebellion. The Bible says, it never occurred to them to say, how can we honor God with our lives? You see, today in America, people no longer honor Jesus Christ, but this nation takes out Jesus Christ. This nation is taking Jesus Christ out, and so we have lost rhythm. You know, the truth of the matter is, we're no longer dancing to the beat of the drums of Jesus Christ. So here, the prophet shows them what mischief their sins had done. They have turned away these things, the former and the latter rains, which they used to have in due season, but which had late been withheld in Jeremiah 3 verse 3. And so the rain had stopped, no more rain from the skies, but it doesn't even faze you. You brazen as whores, you carry on as if you have done nothing wrong. You see, God dried up the rain and it didn't even faze them. Because they turn into a bunch of whores. And this is what's happening in America, as I preached on the church whores. But you see, even in the western part of the United States, the rain and the reservoirs have been dried up. You see, the Bible's very clear that He can dry up the rain. That's why in the West Texas and up through the California, Nevada area, there's a major war for reservoirs or water rights. Because if the rain dries up, you see, the reason why the rain is drying up and everything is drying up is because you're out of rhythm. The technology that you have created in the society of America has turned everything out of rhythm. Your body, the reason why you're unhealthy is because your body's out of rhythm. You have to get in step with the rhythm of Jesus Christ. You have to get in step with the seasons of Jesus Christ. And this is why Jeremiah was telling Israel and Jerusalem at that time who rebelled from God that you are out of rhythm. All you gotta do is look around and see how the spring flow and see how the waters flow. Can't you hear the rhythm of the waves? Can't you hear the rhythm of the sun and the moon? You see what a wicked generation they were because they did not even care. They did not even fear the Lord that had given them rain, not only both former and latter rain, because they were out of rhythm. They stepped out of step. They couldn't dance. They had no rhythm with Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, America, you are out of rhythm with Jesus Christ. So Jeremiah, by reason of which the appointed weeks of the harvest had sometimes disappointed, it is your sin that has withheld good from you. When God had ready to bestow it upon you, it is sin that stopped the current of God's favor to us, that deprives us of the blessings we used to receive. It is that which makes the heavens as brass and the earth as iron. You see, Jeremiah was trying to get Jerusalem back in the rhythm. And he was saying, can't you see the rhythm of the seasons? Can't you see the rhythm of life? We have to get back to the rhythm of life. The rhythm of life. We need to follow the rhythm of Jesus Christ. But today, we are out of step. We are out of rhythm. So Jeremiah was trying to warn those people to get back in the rhythm. To get back into rhythm. You see, rhythm is an essential part of life. Plants and animals alike respond to the daily cycle of light and dark, biological rhythms, pulse through the bodies and times to its beat. When we wake, hormones spring into action, increasing our heart rate, raising our temperatures, and adjusting our breathing. They nudge us to eat or exercise, encourage us to develop physical routines in sync with our unconscious promptings. Other hormones prompt us to relax and fall asleep. These rhythms repeat daily, adjusting to the seasons and the changing length of day. I want to ask you today, are you in rhythm with the seasons of your life? Are you in rhythm with the seasons of your life? You see, these rhythms are rooted deep within the creation story. God's first act was to create the rhythm of light and darkness in Genesis 1:5. This formed the basis of all God's continuing acts of creation and still governs most activity within the natural world. You see, the truth of the matter is you have fallen out of rhythm in your own life. This is why you're depressed. And this is why you are unhappy, because you no longer are in step with the rhythm and the seasons of God. You no longer follow God's rhythm. God has a certain melody, and this melody comes through the life of Jesus Christ. And this rhythm melody plays in harmony with God. You have to be in step every moment of your life with the rhythm of your Creator, or you will fall out. You see, at one time, America was in rhythm with Jesus Christ, and once we have taken Jesus Christ out, of our society, we have fallen out of rhythm. These rhythms are rooted deep within the creation story. God's first act was to create the rhythm of light and darkness. I don't know about you, but there is, however, another rhythm proclaiming in the creation story that can unlock our disconnected lives. This is a weekly rhythm of work and rest, the only rhythm that has no counterpart in the natural world. This rhythm, which culminates each week in the practice of the Sabbath, provides purpose and focus not just for the Jewish people, but for all Christians as well. What about you? Are you in step with the rhythm and the seasons of your own life? The truth of the matter is, you fell out of the seasons. You fell out of the rhythm of the seasons. You no longer fear God. God has a season for everything under your life, but you're not in rhythm with the season. Oh, come on, somebody. You're not in step with the seasons of God. Here, spring is here, but you still want to go sledding. Oh, come on, summer has arrived, but you still want to go skiing. You're not in rhythm. I don't know about you, your own life, you're off. You got to get back in the tune with Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't know, some of you, you're young, but you want to be old. Some of you are old, you want to be young. You're not in tune to the rhythm of eternity. God has set things in motion for eternity. Until we get in rhythm with the seasons of the Lord, until we walk in the seasons of God, oh, you got to get in rhythm with the Lord Jesus Christ at this time. What season are you in right now? I don't know about you, but Jeremiah was talking about the rhythm of seasons, the rhythm of the former and the latter rains, the rhythm of the sun and the moons. There was the rhythm of nature and the rhythm of the harvest and the rhythm of life. Life had a tune and there was a music to life, and all you had to do was sit back and hear Jesus play the flute of life. Hear Jesus' soft, powerful rhythm of His creation. Oh, come on, somebody. The American Indians understood the rhythm of God. Can you hear Jesus' rhythm in your own life today? Maybe you can and maybe you can't. And the reason why that you can't is because you are out of rhythm's life. Yes, you don't want to hear the melody anymore. You would rather listen to Netflix. You would rather watch evil television. You would rather watch your demonic, dumbed-down mainstream media. But you are out of rhythm to the melody and the tune of life today. Do you want to take a hold of the melody of Jesus Christ and start to sing a tune of Jesus Christ once again? There is a rhythm that is still being played. There is a melody, and all you got to do is look around. There is a melody that's being played today. I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to play a melody. You see, the Greek word to melody is to vibrate by touching. God wants you to vibrate in such an evil world. I don't know about you today, but I hear Jesus telling me to tell you that you are about to vibrate like you've never been vibrated. Your life is about to play a tune like it's never been played. You see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 7, if musical instruments, flutes, say, or harps aren't played so that each note is distinct and in tune, how will anyone be able to catch a melody and enjoy the music? You see, there is a tune. There is a melody. Yes, there is a rhythm of life. And until you walk in the rhythm of that melody, in the season and the rhythm of that melody of life, you cannot be blessed by Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is all about seasons, and until you're in tune with that season of where you're at and where you're at at this time, Jesus Christ can now, once you're in sync with the rhythm of the season. Now Jesus Christ can use you for that season. Jesus Christ is about to do something to you to cause you to vibrate. Your melody is going to be heard very, very soon. Jesus wants you to play your melody before the world and the people around you. But the problem is, too many people today are out of rhythm. American people are out of rhythm. We got so many things that are stopping the rhythm and the natural flow, the spiritual flow of man. Yes, the reason why you need to walk in the rhythm of God. Walk with the rhythm of God. Yes, the law of one is the primary context of all the existence. It is a singular that underlines the rhythm of God's creation. The co-centricity is the concentrated point from which this rhythm is poised. It is the process of creation which will assist your understanding of God and enable you to appreciate His rhythms. What is rhythm but a sequence of tones that captures the essence of the stillness from which the soul lights emanates? Yes, God's rhythm is sourced from His thinking and derives of combined virtues of sacred intent. Yes, don't you want to be in step with the rhythm and the seasons of God in your life today? But you see, what Jeremiah was warning the people at that time, that they were so off rhythm. And he was trying to say, look at the creation and the natural rhythms of God, but they didn't care about the natural rhythms. They didn't care about the natural rhythms of Jesus Christ. We need to step back and we need to get in tune once again with the rhythm of our Creator. Our spiritual beings needs to sit back and relax and get in tune with the rhythm of life. You see, the motivation of Jesus' thought is that which creates the effect of His ideas. His ideas are conceived in the Creator of the universal mind, posted in the state of perfect balance. His rhythms become the sequence of balance, thought which exists in the harmony of His nature, being love and joy. You see, Jeremiah was trying to warn the people, because of their disobedience, that God not only dried up the rain, but His whole creation became off balance. I don't know about you today, but as you look around with some of these natural events that is occurring, you're going to realize that the world is becoming off balance. There is no rhythm anymore in the natural elements of the world, because the sin of America and the world is now turning the world off balance. The world is becoming so off balance with our new technological devices that we're implementing into our skies, into our world around us. It's literally taking mankind off balance and without rhythm. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants you to get back in tune with the rhythm and the season of your life. God's rhythm bespeaks balance, that which is in the balance of a perfect accord. When you walk in the rhythm of Jesus Christ, even though you might walk on a tight rope of life with the vagaries and the vicissitudes of the tidal wind threatening to tip you over the edge, you shall remain firmly in cones in the comfort of Jesus' steadfast hold. How many of you know today that Jesus Christ wants you to walk in rhythm and the perfect season of your life, to look towards eternity? But I'm here to tell you the reason why that you are not happy with your life today. I'm here to tell you that you are discouraged with your life today is because you are out of rhythm with Jesus Christ. You want to be at another season. You are in the winter time, but you want it to be summer. That you forgot to enjoy the winter. You want want to be in the summertime that you forgot to enjoy the spring. You need to be in tune with the season of life that you're in today. You have to be in rhythm with that season if you are to be swayed by currents of defeat and hopelessness at times. You will know how to reacquire Jesus Christ's rhythm once you have walked in Jesus. When you walk in the rhythm of Jesus, you are steadied by unfailing, abiding love. You will lose the rhythm, however, when you allow yourself to become embroiled in the temper of anarchy created by yourself or others. You want to know how you can get off rhythm? By worrying about what other people do. By worrying about what this world does. You have to be in tune with the season and the rhythm of your own life. And when this occurs, duality becomes the order, and love no longer remains in the sacred vessels of the oneness, but becomes antagonistic in the battlefield of love and hate. So when you are out of rhythm, you're battling within yourself. You need to understand today that Jesus Christ wants you to walk in the rhythm in the season of your own life. Your rhythm becomes disturbed and you fall out of tune of God's rhythm. How many of you know today that Jesus Christ wants you to be in tune with Him? Jesus Christ wants you to be in the rhythm. But the truth of the matter is, so many people are out of rhythm. So many people are out in touch. They are singing a tune of hate. And this is why Jesus wants you to get back into the season, in the rhythm of your own life. And once we are in that season, once we accept that season, once we accept that rhythm, you see, the killing of your mind should be the repository of God's love, that you may draw from its strands to weave balanced thoughts and co-creative ideas in harmony with the divine will. When you walk in the rhythm of God, you shall find perfect synchronicity with Jesus' eternal will. Your choices will find accord, and your decisions will find approval with Jesus' perfect will. You will be purposely led unfaltering along a refined path of service where Jesus' divine providence will be in you, and you shall prosper knowing truth, and wisdom will be your tune, and victory will be your reward if you can stay the course in Jesus Christ's rhythm. Yes, Jesus Christ has a rhythm. Can you hear the drumbeat of Jesus? You see, Jesus Christ is walking in your rhythm during Jesus' auspicious incarnation on earth. In doing so, Jesus came to understand more fully of His creation. Jesus left the legacy of His Father's rhythm of mankind to understand and choose. Now the time is here for you to walk in Jesus Christ's rhythm, that you may better understand the Jesus in you, the truth of you, the origin of you, yes, the internalness of you, and the reality of you. You must of necessity accustom yourself to Jesus Christ's vibrations. Jesus Christ is playing a tune, and you need to walk in the season of Jesus Christ. The bliss and the love equals balance and peace. You cannot interfere with this matchless rhythm of Jesus, but you can choose to align yourself with His and adopt Jesus as your own. You see, God's rhythm is the rhythm of life, and it is ripe with opportunities that allow the ascending sons to return. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ wants you to align your life back to the season. What season are you in today? Can you accept that season, or are you wanting to go back to other seasons? Can you accept that rhythm? Can you hear the vibration? God's about to play a tune in your life. Oh my gosh, now the melody is starting to arise up. Little ones who hold ambitions and service to the One, know that when you walk with the rhythm of our Lord Jesus Christ, your godliness shall eminently shine through and your field of light magnified. You shall come to know Jesus Christ's plans for you and bespeak all things with Jesus' wisdom. You shall gladly take up Jesus Christ's torch and will know without a doubt that the hour of change is upon you. God is about to take you in your life into another season. If you hear my voice today, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is about seasons. There's a new seasons approaching. And your life and your spiritual is going into a new season. And I'm here to tell you today that it's time for you to follow the rhythm and the season of Jesus Christ. Oh, I feel it right now. Jesus says, I am that I am. And Jesus is about to raise you into a new season of your life. Yes, it's time that we follow Jesus' footsteps. Yes, it's time that we follow Jesus' footsteps and remain in the season of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:21 says, to this you were called because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His steps. Jesus Christ is about to take you into a new season. It's time to get the rhythm back. It's time to get the rhythm of Jesus Christ back. Oh, I don't know about you, but it's time to fly. Are you ready to fly high, America? Are you ready to walk in the seasons and the rhythm of Jesus Christ? Are you ready to walk with Jesus today? Jesus wants you to walk in the seasons and the rhythm. Are you ready to feel the vibration? Are you ready to feel the rhythm? Oh, I don't know about you, but I know that Jesus Christ is about to take you to another season. Amen.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Feel it, baby.